Earlier this month, the Internal Revenue Service, Congressional Budget Office, and Census Bureau released new data that shed light on the distribution of federal tax payments and spending. According to economist Bruce Bartlett, the IRS data indicate that while the wealthy still pay the vast bulk of federal income taxes, there has been a sharp reduction in the share paid by those in the top 1%. In 2007, the top 1% paid nearly 40% of total federal income taxes. By 2011, this share had fallen to almost precisely 35%. The Congressional Budget Office data reveal that the bottom 20% of households earn just 2.3% of market income, but receive more than a third of all Social Security and Medicare benefits and nearly a half of all other transfers such as Medicaid and unemployment compensation. According to Bartlett, the effect of these programs is to quadruple the share of post-tax and transfer income going to those in the lowest quintile. Finally, the new Census Bureau data indicate that a rising share of Americans benefit from government transfer programs. Between late 2008 and late 2011, the percentage of Americans participating in transfer programs rose to 49% from 45%. For WIPR, I'm Anibon Basu.